Hey all, really appreciate you joining my podcast today. Really excited to do this. I have an interesting topic. I say that every podcast, but I think I have an interesting topic to talk about that I've been thinking about recently, based on certain things I'm going through. Nothing bad, you know. Sometimes I talk about on this podcast difficult times I'm going through, and you know, struggles I have. And emotions I'm feeling, but you know, this one is more or less just a topic about seeking discomfort, dealing with being uncomfortable, dealing with being comfortable, and really trying to navigate that feeling in life. I think we all have had those moments where we feel uncomfortable, where we are scared to more or less jump, right? I mean, whether it be riding a bike, talking to a new person, going to a new school, right? There's so many different things that make us feel uncomfortable, and sometimes make us a little bit anxious and scared. And I throughout my life have always been relatively confident, and I think it has to do with my parents. They're very outgoing, and my dad's very voice first. He likes to talk, and he's confident in himself. So I've never really been that unconfident. I've always had that slight confidence, but I don't think I've always been comfortable to do certain things, to do this podcast, to do Instagram videos, to start to write, to start to go to the gym, to start to talk to girls, to start to make new friends, to start to go to a new job, right? I think those things, when I was younger, was difficult, you know? And I see myself today versus who I was yesterday, and I see a big difference in a lot of positive ways. And that's something I want to also bring up, is that The success is very, very multi-leveled, right? It's not one thing, in my opinion. It's several things put together. And I think I spoke about this in other episodes, what success is in my eyes. And, you know, partially, yes, you know, being known, making money, but also making a difference in the world and making a difference in your eyes, right? Making impact for yourself and being happy. I think that's success in its own right. But I think another form of success that I'm going to mention now is being able to look in the mirror, literally and metaphorically, and say, I am a better person in some way to the person I was yesterday, right? Or last year, or 10 years ago. And that could mean a variety of things. It could mean my health. It could mean my mentality. It could be my career, my social life, right? There's so many different things that you can improve on, and you can reflect on. And I think a lot of us don't do that. I think a lot of us lack the confidence and lack the love for ourselves because we don't see how far we've come. So I'd ask, if anyone's listening to this, to go and look in the mirror, go take a moment and say, how far have I come? And I'm 100% sure you haven't come as far as you could, and I think you have a lot of room to go, and you will get there. But just look at how far you've come in certain things. You know, it could be very small things. It could be like, hey, like I have a lot more friends now than when I was a kid, or I, you know, am much more confident in my professional skills than I was a year ago or 2 years ago, right? Or I feel better in my body than I was, you know, a few years ago. So I think it's really important for reflection and to understand that, and then also to ask yourself, are you too comfortable? Are you not trying new things? Are you not getting out there to do things? And I think it's circumstantial, right? I think that sometimes we want to do things, but it's not the right circumstances, and that's okay, right? Maybe right now is not the right time. I'll give you an example. For me, I'd like to move at some point. I'd like to, you know, live a life in a different area, experience something, but for me, circumstantially, it's just there's some things that I think are just really working out right now where, yes, it's comfortable, but it's also very logical in the long run, and I'm happy. You know, a really big thing, and I was talking to my friend yesterday about this, is I really have checked my happiness often. I've asked myself over the past year, am I happy, am I happy, am I happy? And I'm not constantly thinking, am I happy, but I take the time to reflect on my situation. Because I want to make sure that I'm doing the right things for my happiness and the right things for other people around me. And, you know, one of the biggest things was for me to move out of my house. I lived at my house. And I'm coming to the conclusion that I think I do. I want to move out. Obviously, I want to be independent. But the situation I am in, which is quite comfortable, is okay for now, is a healthy thing to do. And the reason is because I have 8 minutes from my work. I'm very social. You know, I'm more or less out 90% of the weekend. I come home at like 7:30. I go to bed at 10:30. I really don't have much time at home. And, you know, I am very independent from my parents. Like, they're there with me and I hang out with them and I talk to them. But I don't feel like I rely on them too much. And I feel like, you know, I just have a really good job right now. I have really good friends in the area. I'm really happy with, you know, my health. I have time to focus on that. I'm getting my finances in check. I'm, you know, investing and saving and starting businesses, side hustles and stuff like that, or side businesses. And I'm just happy. I'm genuinely happy with where I'm at. And, you know, while I do want to move out, and that's one of my goals, I just want to be in the circumstances where it makes total sense. And I don't want to jump too deep if I'm not 100% sure. And I'm going to sneeze in a second, so excuse me. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So, you know, I think, you know, in my circumstance, yeah, you know, some people say, like, oh, you're kind of talking yourself out of being uncomfortable, and I disagree with that. And I agree with that to a point. I think I am kind of holding off my discomfort, but I think in the long run, I'm gonna be okay. You know, my mom says something really funny to me very often when I'm in these situations. She says, like, Dan, I don't know if this is gonna work out. I don't know what the future holds. I'm not telling you everything will be perfect. But so far in your life to this moment, you've gotten to where you are at. And are you happy with where you're at? And I answer her, yeah, I'm, you know, content. I'm happy. You know, things aren't always, there's certain things I wanted to be better, but I'm happy. So she says that if you get this far and everything has kind of worked out its own way to make you happy today, what makes you think that the next day and the next year and the next 10 years is not going to also make you happy unless you change drastically? And I think this is really important to take into account. You can't tell the future. I can't tell the future. No one can. But you could still understand what got you here today and what the past was. History does repeat itself in your life as well. You will go through bad times. You go through really bad times. But you also go through really strengthening periods, good times, and really good times. So what I would say is, look at how far you've come. Look at where you started and look at where you're at. You're not perfect. You have things to work on. You have things to achieve. But if you continue on the path and you continue to be open-minded, continue to be optimistic, which is, I guess, the same as open-minded, be humble and be willing to learn, chances are you'll be okay, right? And yes, there's a lot of arguing out there that maybe I'm missing out on experiences, maybe I'm not doing this, maybe I'm not doing that. But I've been out, I go out, I go out, you know, kind of pretending that I live there, and I don't really feel much different. There are downsides to not living alone or with a roommate somewhere else. You know, you gotta ask if you have friends over, you have to, you know, kind of be respectful of the house. Like, you know, people are judgy, right? There's things, but I think in the end of the day, you know, you need to focus on your own life and ask, like, what is making you happy and what is giving you the best situation. I feel like a lot of times we're almost forced to be uncomfortable and unhappy by our peers, right? They're kind of like, oh, like, why aren't you drinking? Oh, why aren't you moving out? Why aren't you doing that? I'm like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I respect you and I understand where you're coming from, but I'm happy. I'm okay, you know? And, you know, yesterday I was out with my friends and so people asked me, do you want a drink? And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay. And a little later I got another drink. I had 2 drinks and I was happy with that, but I did it on my own terms, right? And I'm not telling you that those people asking for a drink were bad. No, they just wanted to make sure I'm having a good time and everything like that. But I am having a good time. And it's funny. That's probably one of the weirdest conversations I have. It's like, people don't believe that I'm happy and people don't believe that I'm you know, more or less having a good time if I'm not drinking. Like, I'm drinking, first of all, I do drink a little bit, but I don't want to, you know, do things that I don't want to do, you know? And, you know, I think that, again, I think a lot of people do that because they don't want to feel like they're the only ones drinking and they want to feel like they're doing the right thing, right? But at the same time, like, they should be doing their own thing. What is making them happy? So I've started asking them, I'm like, hey, I appreciate you asking me, but are you happy? And they say, like, yeah, I'm happy. I'm like, that's great. So just focus on that. Don't focus on me. I'll deal with my own happiness. And, you know, I mean, maybe put some people off, but I mean it well. Like, I tell this to my friends as well. Like, listen, I'm living my own life. I have my own mind. I have my own goals. Like, I want you to be there. I want you to be my supporter. I want to support you. But let me do my thing. Let me do my thing. And I'll be honest with you. I really don't have too many friends who I could say have tremendously peer pressured me to do things I don't like. And I think I've purposely been able to do that because I don't surround myself with people who pressure me. I don't surround myself with people who tell me that I'm always wrong or doing something wrong. Now, I do like people who, and there's one friend that I've recently met who is very honest with me and tells me to get out of my comfort zone and try new things. And I appreciate that. But sometimes I also tell him, I said, listen, I'm not perfect. You're calling out my flaws, right? But, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at. I know I'm good. I need to improve it. But, you know, I appreciate you letting me know, right? So you really need to choose your own discomfort and choose your own comfortability and really question who's choosing that for you. I think a lot of people in society are not only driven by society requirements but also the group's requirements, like your friends or people around you's requirements, right? Whether to be drinking, to do drugs, to travel, to party, to make more money, right? And again, I'm not telling you all those things are bad, right? It's your personal choice, and live and let live. Let people live and live your life, right? But I would say, like, don't come at me and say, like, oh, you're definitely not happy or you're definitely not enjoying life if you don't go out every weekend and you don't drink or you don't have, you know, sex with random people and stuff like that. Like, I get it. That may be your happiness, but I have my own happiness. I have happiness doing this podcast. I have happiness reading. And, you know, if people, and I've been lucky that I haven't had too many people who have really judged me, but if someone really judges me, I honestly don't want them in my life. I really don't. And that's a thing that I think everyone listening to this, you know, even though that's a few people listening to this, is to really take into account, like, who are you listening to? Who makes you make decisions, right? And, you know, for me, there's only, you know, a very small group of people who really influence my decisions. My parents, my uncle, some of my family members, you know, I'll listen to them. And some people I know in my life who I trust and I believe are good people to trust. But other than that, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I don't care. And, you know, sometimes I fail to do this and I listen to them. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll have another drink. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll go out. I'll do this. I'll do that. But, you know, no, it's in the end of the day, I need to make my own happiness. And I think a lot of people don't have a lot of happiness sometimes because they feel like they're not in control. And, you know, we talk a lot about this, is focus on what you can control, not what you can't. Well, if you're not controlling things you can control, that's a problem, right? Like, I talked to someone the other day about, you know, their eating habits and stuff like that. And they say, oh, you know, I have trouble eating healthy because I feel like I'm forced by my parents and people around me to eat or drink, right? And I'm like, no, that's not true. That's not true. No one's force feeding you, you know, holding you down and force feeding you or giving you drinks. No one's doing that. You're doing that yourself. You're just allowing them to let you do that. And it doesn't make them bad people, right? They might not even know that you want a different situation, but it is a manipulative thing. And listen, I've had my fair share of mistakes where I've kind of not force fed people, but I've done manipulative stuff which I regret, and I think I, you know, had my good intentions, but I think it kind of, you know, backfired. And I've also been manipulated in certain ways to do certain things that I probably wouldn't have wanted to do if I was solely thinking for myself. So I think, like, you have to always ask, like, is this good for me? Is this what I really want? And, you know, in the end of the day, you know, if you're happy, you're happy. You're living your life through your perspective. And I bring up perspective again, is no one's living your life through your perspective but you. So, yeah, people can give you advice. People can give you tips. But In all honesty, you're the only one living that life. Like, they're not seeing your life through your perspective. And that's why it's so important to respect and love others and say, like, hey, like, listen, like, I'll give you advice. Like, whenever I'm talking to my friends, it's like, hey, like, I'll give you advice. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you what I would do. But, and this is a big but, I'm not you. I'm not living your life. I don't have the family you have. I don't have the friends you have. I don't have the job you have. But if I did have this kind of situation in my life, this is how I would act. But my life is not your life, right? So, you know, when I had a breakup, everyone was like, oh yeah, everything's going to get better and you're going to find someone. And I knew they meant well. Like, I know they meant well and they were great people for doing that. But to me, it didn't make sense to me, because I had a feeling from my perspective and from my life experiences that they could not feel. They could not feel the pain that I felt. And that's okay. But we have to remember that that is the case, right? That is the case that, you know, no one but yourself can truly, you know, experience that but yourself, right? So when we're talking about situations, when we're talking about choices in your life, do it for yourself first. Listen to people's advice, learn from others, and that's why it's so important to read. Someone told me, and this is a friend of mine yesterday, he says, you read too much because I overthink too much, because I don't let go in certain situations. I was out and he felt like I didn't let go. In all honesty, I was about to like say, that's not true, don't say that, but I stayed silent because I know that deep down, I do love to read. I do know how to let go, and I do enjoy my life and what I do. So I don't need someone else to tell me what I can and can't do, or should or shouldn't do, right? Now, did I take his advice on letting go a little bit more? Yeah, I think I definitely could let go a little bit more, be a little bit more free-spirited. I agree. Go with the flow. I totally agree. But I think the person that I've become with this mindset of being open-minded and choosing my perspective and respecting other people's perspectives is because I've read, it's because I've taken the time to self-develop myself and do this podcast and do these things. And in the end of the day, it's my life and they have their life, right? And they can do what they want, right? If they want to go drink every week and they want to go, they can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. I've never said anything wrong with it, but I'm happy with where I'm at. And I think we all need to do that. We all need to, you know, take moments for ourselves and be happy with our own perspective. Be happy with what we are in right now. Like, be comfortable with who I am, right? Don't just seek discomfort because everyone else is seeking discomfort, right? Like, I think you should always jump if you feel scared, because it's probably going to teach you something. But at the same time, you always have to question, why are you jumping and who are you jumping for? Are you jumping for yourself? Are you jumping for the benefit of yourself? Or you're jumping for the benefit of others and you're jumping for others. And that's the key to keep in mind. Why are you seeking discomfort? Seek discomfort, but why and for who? I'll conclude this way. Life is confusing. Life is unknown. But the key is to figure out who you are, so you know what you want. And you know. You know yourself. You know what you can do, and you know that anything's possible if you put your mind to it. Combat the unknown. You can't control the unknown. You can't change that you don't know the future. You can't change the past. But you can change yourself today, and you can choose your perspective. So choose what makes you stronger, not weaker. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and we'll talk soon.